The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
So my cat protest peed on my stepdad's shoes. Yeah, definitely not good. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
And I go by Anthony A.
All right. So my cat, or our cat, Otto's cat. I don't even know if it's my cat anymore.
It's really not your cat. It's pretty much my cat.
Pretty much. He's upset. My mom and my stepdad are here. My mother has cancer, and she is luckily, thankfully, finally been diagnosed correctly. She has surgery coming up this Thursday. We're very hopeful. And all of us are happy except one, cat.
The cat doesn't like all the extra visitors. And I will say this, the cat loves Dana's mom. The cat goes to her. She pets him. They have this love affair that's going on. It's Dana's stepdad.
He's just like, I don't know. You know,
he's an older Chicano guy. He don't really get down with the pets.
Like, pets go outside. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know, dude.
He's kind of like, cat, keep your distance. And now the cat has established dominance.
Doesn't he also have his own cat, too?
He does,
but it's an outdoor cat.
Oh. No, but he's always following Adolfo. I didn't even think about that. And guess what? He rubs on his feet and stuff, and he did it on the shoes.
Oh.
I bet he's like, what cat smell is this inside my house? So, only one cat can...
Early Sunday morning, I'm sitting there on the couch taking in some of my news programs, and Adolfo tells me, he goes, hey, come in here real quick. And so I walk in their room, and I'm like, oh, wow. I was like, the cat definitely did something in here. He's like, yeah, come take a look at my shoes here.
Right on the shoes.
There's
nowhere
like a nice
else.
Little puddle right there. I was like, wow. I said, and I looked at him, I said, somebody doesn't like you.
No, you know what? They don't like me. It took me all day to clean and make sure everything smelled fresh because that is not going to happen in my house.
Anyway, Dana went overboard, though. Because
I did not go overboard.
Your mom had to tell you to chill out. She was like, Dana, there's only so much you can do. You don't have to clean every inch of the house.
I cleaned
over
every
a
inch.
Speck.
In fact, she left and she came back. She's like, tell you what, this house smells really good. It was vinegared. It was bleached. It was power donned. It was like any kind of anything you can think of. It was cleaned.
Did the cat have any type of discipline? Did you guys put him in?
Oh, he had to stay in his litter room.
Oh, yeah.
For 2 hours.
Good.
Yeah.
She put him in there for 2 hours, which I thought was a little excessive because he is he's a kitty. And, you know, like, think about 2 hours in a room. That,
oh,
like,
my
could
God.
You do that with a little kid? No.
You are
I
a softie.
Might.
I'm a softie when it comes to the cat. I wanted to let him out after
there.
20 minutes. I was like, come on, Dana.
I was like, no.
She was like, either you're going to go in there with him or.
Everybody's fine, though. Everybody's back to normal. And guess what? No more spraying. He was fine. He's like, I don't want to go back
in
there.
He did have a better
room.
Attitude when he came out.
All right. Shout out to Lord Oswald.
Oliver.
Lord Oliver.
Well, you guys called him Lord, and you guys wonder why he acts pretentious.
All right, what do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
We have International Nacho Day.
Let's go! International Nacho Day, named after the man who invented them, Ignacio, which Nacho, people call Ignacio Nacho, Anaya. So he was working, and a group of wives married to servicemen came into the restaurant that he worked at. And they were like, hey, we're hungry. And it was closing time. So he's like, I don't have anything but tortillas. So we fried the tortillas up. He put cheese all over them, sliced fresh jalapeno, and served it. And they thought it was so great, they brought their husbands back the next night. And the rest is history.
That's nachos, the birth of the nacho.
Nachos are served now all over the world. You know what? When you're down
Thank
and
God
out.
Thank God for Ignacio.
Well, I just think about it, though. When you're down and out, if you just use what you have, who knows? You could make something
can
incredible.
Make magic.
Like the nacho.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
When you were little, did you ever want to be in the Guinness Book of World Records, or was it just me?
Oh no, I love that book.
Anthony, did you love it?
There was like, I would read it and I would be like, which one can I beat?
Otto, same thing. I would do that.
In New Mexico, they would always brag about the world's biggest enchilada.
Was it from New Mexico?
It was made in
Las Cruces.
No,
yeah,
no
Las Cruces,
way.
New Mexico.
Yeah.
So growing up, I always wanted to eat part of that one. But now, as an adult, I don't know.
You don't know if you can handle that now.
Yeah, I don't know if I can do that now.
The
30,
heartburn,
30
yeah.
hits and you're like, I don't know about that one. I used to want to do the jump rope one and I would try it.
Oh, the jump rope
and
one.
And like 60 seconds in, I'm like, this is not working. And I can't even imagine trying to do that. I can't remember what the record was. Well, there is a 10-year-old who was just entered into the Guinness Book of World Records. Now that, you know, you see a lot of kids, but it's what she did at age 10 that I think is probably one of the most fascinating things I've ever seen and heard. I can't wait to play this 10-year-old for you on the radio because I thought...
I don't know what she did.
Whoever her mama is proud. Her mother and dad are proud. And we're going to play it for you when we come back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay, so I just asked Otto, my husband here, and our best friend Anthony A. Didn't you just want to be in the Guinness Book of World Records when you were little? I mean, I dreamed of it.
So badly.
Every year I'd get the book and I'd see if anything changed. You know, you had that book. It's absolutely amazing. So one of the things, though, that I tried to do was jump roping. I know, Otto, you said you would look and see what you could do. Well, this 10-year-old, I never dreamed of doing something like this. Her name is Victory Brinker. She is now in the Guinness Book of World Records as the youngest opera singer. But she's not just trying.
Whoa.
She's slaying. This is Mozart's Hell's Revenge, I think. That's the name of the song. I recognized it right away. Gosh.
That's a 10-year-old?
10 years old. I have chills. I literally have chills listening to her.
Her voice doesn't change.
It might. But she's studying. She's practicing. She's just faded out. Don't turn it off because I still want to hear this underneath me. It's so beautiful.
Man, I was struggling to read out loud at 10 years old. This is impressive.
Right?
How do you have the name Victory and not only live up to it?
You literally master opera.
At 10 years old, good for her. I'd hate to be her siblings.
So when I was little, I used to try to sing this song. I swear. I would go around the house doing that.
Yeah, and we've all heard you sing, so.
Oh, Otto.
Didn't sound like that.
Otto, you don't have to be cruel right now. Let a woman dream. Anyway, her parents say that when Victory was really little, she enjoyed singing, and they always listened to classical music.
When she was really little, she's 10. What do you mean? Like, she was,
yeah,
she was
30 days old, she started singing. No, they realized that she was very gifted. From a very young age, they listen to classical music all the time. Her mother and father enjoy the opera, so they played opera music, and she just picked up on it. I mean, you have to be incredible.
She has perfect pitch. Perfect.
Perfect. So I'm not an opera aficionado or anything. I've been to two operas.
I worked at the opera as a janitor.
I have seen both. Pitch perfect movies. So
okay,
shout out the great Adam Devine.
So here we are, right? Yeah. I feel like we all have a little experience in saying that it's one of the best, but I did read a lot of critics who are just amazed at the fact that she's able to carry that note at such a young age.
So that's what she's
so perfectly.
In the world records for being able to carry that note
yes,
at that age?
At that age, at age 10, the youngest professional opera singer. She's getting paid. I would line up to see her. In an opera, I want to see her.
But how about this guy? He just broke the world record for most underpants worn during a marathon. He wore 53 underpants. What's more impressive?
That's no.
And then there was another one that got broke this year, the furthest eyeball pop.
Oh, no.
19 millimeters.
Those both sound like they're unhoused.
Those both sound like something that auto-Googled.
I did look it up. I was like, what Guinness World Records have been broken this year? Miscellaneous.
I literally am embarrassed for you right now. Why are you looking at that weird, creepy stuff? We're listening to beautiful music right now. The sounds of a child, a 10-year-old, bringing us all joy. And you're talking about underpants.
I don't know. The tallest dog living right now is 3 feet, 3 inches tall.
Oh.
On his back.
He's 3'3". He's nearly my height. All right. Did you used to read the book, Guinness Book of World Records, when you were little? Do you still buy it for your kids today? If you don't, you should.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
All right. So let's talk real quick about TikTok. 1 in 5 people are actually getting their news from TikTok now, which is a lot.
I'm one of those 1 in 5.
You get most of your news from there or some of it? Some of your news.
I get the majority of my news from there. Yeah, honestly.
Who do you follow?
I follow the PBS news page. And
I love PBS.
CBS. And I'm a big ABC guy. Shout out my guy, David Muir. My man right there. That's my trusted source for a long time now at this point. Follow a lot of them.
And we've met him a couple times. He's a good dude.
I like it.
Oh, way to flex there. Automatic way to flex, yeah.
He's a great dude.
He really is.
And then he has a great head of hair, and he's a...
My mom's in love with him.
Hold on. Great head of hair. We're talking news here.
Okay.
This is TikTok. It always makes it easier when it's the person's appealing to the eye.
We're talking TikTok news here. Yeah, you got to be a good-looking man. The algorithm ain't going to push you up.
You know, have you told your mom, Otto, that David Muir might not be interested in her?
Yeah, I don't need to ruin the fantasy for her.
Which
okay?
kind of makes... that makes David Muir even better. Than what he is, because he's
kind of like Ricky Martin.
Because he could get all the ladies if he wanted to,
all of them.
But he's such a dude's dude. He doesn't want any of the ladies.
He really doesn't. No, he really doesn't.
He's definitely a dude's dude.
Y'all are stuck with me and my receding hairline. Shout out to the news.
It's good to get TikTok news if you're following the right publications. I'm glad that you said that. PBS, I follow ABC, CBS, NBC, all of that, AP, NPR. The scary part is, though, there's some people pretending to be news. And so there's some dangerous things there. You're not looking for someone to validate your opinion. You really want facts. Here's, though, what I love. I love all the recipes.
Oh.
I follow so many people for their recipes, and I don't ever do the recipes, but I will sit there and watch videos for hours and hours. That's how I learned how to make sourdough bread.
Man,
you and every other woman in America at this point.
What does that mean?
I felt like every time I went on TikTok, it was just the trend of women making sourdough bread.
It's hard though. Have you seen this? You have to grow something in a jar. So I don't know because I haven't done it because it seems really hard. But I want to learn how, so I keep following these sourdough bread bakers.
And I think sourdough baking has been in since the pandemic. It took like a big uprise then, and then once Taylor Swift did the whole drop
the sourdough
talking about
bread.
She's doing sourdough bread.
Do you remember we ate some pizza here that was 300 years old?
The dough. It was from China, right? Or where
no,
was it?
No, it was
Japan?
Not from China. No, it was from the Middle East. It was from the Middle East, but it was 300 years old, and the dough has literally been around since then. That's what I'm saying. How do I grow this? It's in a jar. Mine would be brand new from 2025.
That sounds like something you'd hear on TikTok.
It's real, though.
What?
Yeah, so this bread, it like ferments. Mm. The dough ferments in a jar. You have to feed it every day, Anthony.
I don't know about that one for me, dog.
See, that's what I mean. So makeup tips. I follow a lot of makeup influencers as well. Now, I thought Mr. Beast would be the most followed person, or Kylie Jenner or Selena Gomez. Not even close. It's Kami Lane.
The guy who just looks at the camera and doesn't say anything.
He doesn't even talk. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yes.
He takes all of these.
Didn't he have some kind of scandal go on lately, too? No.
Ice picked him up.
Oh, man.
I don't know if anybody knew that or not.
Really?
Well, I, for one, feel safer. No, I'm not kidding. That's not a joke. So anyway, he says nothing, but he takes these stupid videos that people make on TikTok and Instagram with hacks. And he's like, what are you doing? And he redoes them in a silly way. So he's the most followed. Then it's Charli D'Amelio and then Mr. Beast.
All right, yeah, so number makeup three. Artist and then Mr. Beast. That makes sense to me. That's like a thing. When it comes to like TikTok news for me also too, you got to be careful because once you get into the algorithm of the news platforms, then you get into the people who are just doing like hot takes to get you to
fake
click.
Fake news.
Yeah, and that's the stuff we got. Plus that mixing with AI, you got
to
be able to.
Then I have to call my mom and tell her, Mom, that's not true.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Why did Brandy walk off on stage while she was performing with Monica? Now, you have to understand, the reason people are questioning this is because way back in the 90s and early 2000s, these two had beef.
They did not like each other.
And now they're on tour, and now she walked. Like, what really happened? Why? I'll break it all down after we get celebrity birthdays, Anthony A.
We have Judge Judy, Amber Rose, Kane Brown, Glenn Powell, Doja Cat, and Kim Kardashian all celebrating a birthday
today.
Wow,
happy birthday. A lot of birthdays. Yeah, for real. Okay, so Brandy and Monica, arguably some of the biggest pop stars of the 90s and early 2000s, and they had a song together called The Boy Is Mine. Remember this one? Now they're touring. Sold out show. They're in Chicago closing everything out. And Monica's left by herself to close the show. Brandy just walks off stage. Now immediately the internet started interneting. Like, oh my gosh, the beef is back. That is not true. Brandy was severely dehydrated. And she felt like she was going to faint. And she and Monica are good, and they're going to keep taking our money. So don't worry.
All they should have done is just sent Ray J on stage and fixed everything.
No.
They just started humping the microphone, and there we go.
No, Ray J rides on the coattails of Kim Kardashian and his sister, Brandy. No, that's not going to happen. So anyway, I started thinking about what kind of success they're having. So many people touring right now. The old school stuff from back in the day, we saw a group that my mother just asked me about, Otto. I'd forgotten. Color Me Bad.
Oh, yeah.
She said, I saw you were on stage with Color Me Bad. My mom loves Color Me Bad. I swear her and my stepdad picked me up at the airport one time, and they had the CD in there. Listen to it.
I mean, Nelly and Ja Rule have been selling out all over the country. Ice Cube's been selling out all over the country.
There's a new age old school, and it's a lot more rhythmic and soul and hip-hop and everything.
That R&B sound from the 90s and early 2000s is so back. And we did the whole Nelly. We hosted the Nelly show with Ja Rule. Audio just brought that up. Think about the age range. We saw people that were in, like, ninth grade and other people that might have been 90. Everybody's just having a real good time. I know Britney Spears released a statement that she you know, has some kind of brain damage. The reason I bring her up is because I think, gosh, if she was right, she could be doing so much right now.
I mean, oh she God. Had that Las Vegas residency that she made a bunch of money off of.
Yeah, but Otto, she was kind of forced into that. And she says her family took a lot of the money. I don't really know what happened there. I just wish she'd get right. Because can you imagine a Britney tour?
Yeah, man. Britney on point could do arenas right now.
She could. So let's hope she gets the help. And hopefully Brandy's recovering well too. In her statement, she says she's doing much better.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, we got some really expensive food coming to a fast food restaurant. And they say it's affordable. That's what Autumn Matt's going to tell us in food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. What's good, everyone? I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Past Due Amount.
All right, I had no idea that Jeff Bezos' service, Amazon Web Services, hosted some of the biggest apps in the world, like Facebook, Snapchat.
That's why half the internet was down.
Yeah, Amazon.com. Yesterday, everything went down. It affected United Airlines. It affected Roblox, which had children in an uproar. Some crazy stuff. I guess everything's back up, but now you're wondering what happened. I don't know that we're ever going to know. Did we all get hacked? You know, they're saying, Jeff called me, like, Jeff, what's up? Oh, it was just a glitch. We don't know. I don't know that we're ever going to know what really happened that caused all of that to go down.
Ooh,
and is our every person on the planet is practically on Facebook.
Yeah, I napped through all of this.
Did you really?
It did not affect me in any which way.
I missed it all.
I'm concerned now knowing that.
What
that
if this is tied to that heist at the Louvre? What if it's like...
They're like, shut down half the internet so we can get the jewels.
What if their security system was set up on it?
I don't know.
We're out here talking about it.
We're talking about some conspiracy theories that I might believe today. Okay, let's start them right here.
That's
on the Dana Cortez Show.
That's a sophisticated conspiracy theory right there.
What do we have for food news, DJ Automatic?
All right. Arby's has this new thing called steak nuggets.
Hey.
You
got the meats.
Yeah, they got the meats. And a 5-count of them will cost you $5.29. I don't know where you can get steak for $5.29 anywhere.
That's what I was going to say. I'm down to try them. Nugs for $5. Under $6?
Yeah, so dude.
The reviews are kind of mixed. Some people really like them. They say they're really tender. A lot of people are saying they remind them of beef jerky because they're a little dry. And then some people said they're kind of like burnt ends.
Beef jerky and burnt ends, those are both great references. I'm in. Now I'm more sold than ever.
And it comes with the barbecue sauce.
Let's go, dude.
Like, why not? I just got a notice that someone's trying to get into my Amazon.
Really?
We spoke too soon.
Ooh.
I am not kidding you.
So it was a hack job.
I don't know, but nobody's shopping on Amazon but me and my account.
Change your password.
I am. When we're done with the show, hold on, I'm working here. All right, what do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
All right, it is National Pharmacy Tech Day. So I want to shout out all the pharmacy techs around the world and also say it's a great career and a great career
choice. Can you be kind to them, though? Have you seen people go up there and get upset about their prescriptions? I was in line one time for something else. Somebody's getting yelled at because their whatever wasn't done yet. Settle down. You're going to get your drugs.
The last time I was talking to a pharmacy tech, I had a whole miscommunication because I couldn't figure out their gender, and it really threw me for a loop.
Today.
We're lucky we got our prescription, Otto.
Today is the day that they hopped into DeLorean and went back to 1985.
Hey,
it is Back to the Future Day.
One of my favorite movies ever.
It's time for a remake. That
car still looks futuristic, too.
Yes, dude. Shout out to DeLorean.
Because the doors, they open.
The DeLorean.
Like a seagull. Like my eyebrows used to look back then.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
There's a Versus coming, and to be honest, you know, in the past when they've come, I'm like, I don't know. Oh, I'm excited about this one. I'll tell you who it is after we get birthdays, Anthony A.
Judge Judy, Amber Rose, Kane Brown, Glenn Pell, Doja Cat, and Kim Kardashian all celebrating their birthday today.
Doja, Kim, and Amber Rose?
And Judge Judy.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't forget Kane Brown.
That's wild. That is wild. All right, well, happy birthday to all of them. Okay, Versus announces Epic Cash Money versus No Limit.
Oh,
this is big.
What's up? I like this.
I do too, but I think I'm sorry. Cash Money is just.
It's one of the most successful, if not the most successful, hip hop label of all time. The only label that's going to give it a run is Def Jam.
Salute to No Limit, but yeah, Cash Money. And this is. They say Epic because you're talking about older. You can't bring in Drake, and they can't bring in, I don't think they can bring
in. Oh, no, they're talking about the Drake's on the label, Lil Wayne, Nicki Minaj, Juvenile, BG, Manny Fresh, Even Tyga.
But
so then it's already over.
But it's not really going to be a versus. It's going to be a celebration of music, I think.
You feel like that?
That's what
like
Master
that's
P
what
was talking about. He said it's not really going to be us versus them. It's going to be a celebration of everything, Cash Money and No Limit. Because I don't think you could really have no, you don't really have Cash Money without
No Limit.
No Limit,
exactly.
So yeah, it's an exciting time for
it's
music.
It's a celebration of Louisiana hip hop.
Yes.
Can we get this like on tour?
Well, they're going to be doing it in Vegas and Swiss Beatz and Timbaland are bringing it back. So it had a 3-year hiatus because they had a whole bunch of legal trouble, but now they're bringing it back.
I had forgotten about how big No Limit was. You got, you know, Mystical, mm-hmm. Silk the Shocker, True, Soulja Slim.
Technically,
I really
Snoop
had
Dogg
forgotten
as well too then.
Oh, for like 3 years. He did for like he did sign for a little while, right?
Master P's the one who revamped Snoop Dogg's career before Martha Stewart.
But with Birdman, I mean, just either way, like you said, Otto and Ant, this is just absolutely incredible. What a celebration. Vegas, cool. Take it on tour, because the rest of us would like to see it too.
Fingers crossed Lil Wayne shows up.
Oh man.
Yeah, fingers crossed, dude. Fingers crossed.
Lil Wayne and Drake show up, it's just over with.
Well, Lil Wayne hasn't been really showing up too much.
Except to his own concerts, other than that.
And those are 3 hours late, so come on, Weezy F, baby. They need you.
Live in Vegas, of course, but it will be streaming, and we'll give you more details when we get more details.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.